Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Chaf Tes Omud Beis in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. Just started yesterday, Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, which deals with some of the halachos of Galila, Hagba and Galila, the Sefer Torah. And we're in the middle of Sif Aleph. We're on the second line, and the Mechaber says, Gadol should be Osam Shekorah Batorah Golo. Who should we give Hagba and Galila to? So the Mechaber says you should give it to the greatest person from amongst those people that you gave an aliyah to. That person should also get Galila, in quotations. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat and Hay explains that Gadol means the Gemara, based upon the Gemara, Visa B'Gemara, the Hagolel, which the Mishneh Berurah comments is Hu Masha Onu Korim Hayom Hagba, that which the Gemara calls Golel, the one who wraps up, rolls up the Sefer Torah, is what we today call Hagba, Shu Ikar Hagola, which the Mishneh Berurah says is the Ikar aspect of Galila, No Tein Schar Kineged Kulam. This is something that people don't understand how important the mitzvah of Hagba is. The Mishneh Berurah explains, based upon the Gemara, that the one who does Hagba gets the Schar of all of the people before him. And therefore, lekach, that's the explanation, kidai shagodu yeh mechubad b'mitzvazu, kidai shu yikabal aschar. And when we have a choice of giving it to whoever we can, we give it to the greatest person present, the one who got the aliyah, the greatest person who got the aliyah, he gets Hagba / Galila. It's called Galila, but it really is talking about Hagba. Dershu footnote number 8 brings down that the Chazon Ish Zatzal, also Chaim Kanievsky, his nephew, Shlita, they both hold, Shevizmanenu, nowadays, the words of the Gemara, Notos Char Kinei Kulam, applies to the Magbiya as well as the Golel. And in Dishu footnote number 9, he brings down that the reason for this is explained by the Ramah a little bit later on, that the person who's Magbiya over here is Nechshav Sha'osir Ika HaGlila. He's the one that's really called being rolling up the Sefer Torah, because he's the one that's holding the Sefer Torah in his hands. And therefore, he writes, Shemisha Mechabdim Oso Lagbiya V'Liglo Sefer Torah, if somebody's asked to do both Hagba and Galila, and he's only able to do one, so then it's preferable that he does Hagba. Today, of course, we do separate them, and we have a separate person doing Hagba and a separate person doing Galila. In a Svarit Sefer Torah, you will often have only one person doing both, because of the nature of the difference between an Ashkenaz Sefer Torah and a Svarit Sefer Torah. Mishneh Berurah Sifkat and Vav writes, Sheba Osam Shekaru, we call up for the Hagba and the Galila from those people that already got Aliyos. And the Mishneh Berurah says, V'yesh poskim the Hagodol Shebeveis Knesses Golel, that no, you should not necessarily only use the people that got Aliyos to decide who should get Hagba and Galila, but you can take the greatest person in the shul, Afal Bishalo Korah B'Torah, even though he hasn't gotten Aliyah, the Mogen Avram, who is quoted here by the Mishneh Berurah, says, pick him to have Hagba. And this is, in fact, B'chein Pasach HaGra B'Veyura. The Vilna Gaon in his Debir HaGra says the same thing. And in fact, B'chein Pashad HaMinug Kayom, and nowadays that is, in fact, the Minug, She'ein Mechapsin Achar Mishikor B'Torah. We don't necessarily give Hagba and Galila to somebody that got an Aliyah. We, in fact, often give that cover to somebody else. Dear Shifutin number 10 brings down from the Vilna Gaon that he himself would take Hagba every single week. And in addition, he would also take an Aliyah every single Shabbos. When he was an Aval, however, he wouldn't do Hagba, but he would do Galila. Mishneh Berurah Sifkat and Zayin writes that the Mechaber said that we give it to the greatest person to get Galila from the greatest people from those that got an Aliyah. He says that's Mikra Din, the Mishneh Berurah says. However, we're not careful about this today to necessarily go and give it to the Rav every single week. We even give it to average people. In order not to cause fights amongst the people. How come he got Hagba again? Why don't I ever get Hagba? If the two people that have yard site, Biyom Echad on the same day, and you only can have one of them get an aliyah, for example, they're both Yisraelim and it's a Monday or a Thursday, so Echad, Ola LaTorah, one got the aliyah, Yesh L'chabit Hasheni Ba'agba, the second one should get Hagba. The issue for the number 11 brings down, the same thing applies when you have a Moral and a Sanduk and the Baal Bris, and you can only give an aliyah to one of them, so you can give another one Hagba. Then the Mishneh Berurah continues and he says, "Umitzas Galila af kirabahi." This mitzvah Galila is a very great mitzvah. Nevertheless, nagu l'chabit af liktanim. The meaning in many places is that you give it to a young man, even below the age of bar mitzvah. Sheish b'm das, as long as they have enough sense and understanding, l'havchin inyan dover shebikdusha b'tei l'chanchum b'mitzos. In other words, they understand the importance of Galila, that they're wrapping up a Sefer Torah, so then we give it even to a young child in order to be mechanech them, to inculcate with them the love of Torah and the love of mitzos. Mishneh Berurah continues and he says, Oz Kosov Shom, this is in the Shari Ephraim, he says it's further written in the Shari Ephraim, Shein Askan Rasher Lechabi B'mitzvah Agbo, L'mi Shiyod Rosin Harbe, O Lezokim V'tash Koach. It says the Gabayim should not pick somebody to do Hagba, somebody whose hands are shaking, or they're weak, they're an older person, they're infirm, because because as soon as he does hagba, he's going to have to sit right down. He doesn't have the strength in order to hold up the Sefer Torah and show it to everybody, so all the people in the audience can see it, so they can take a good look at it. As we pointed out previously, and as written here in Dear Shufuta number 12, he brings down Shemitzvah al kol ha'anoshim ve'hanoshim lirosis haksav. Everybody should be looking at the ksav of the Sefer Torah, and ideally it should be held up long enough and high enough so that everybody could even see the letters in the Sefer Torah, if at all possible. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "V'gam ha'isha hu tzorich limnoa nafsho miseh," and a person who physically knows he can't do hagba should not accept the hagba if it's offered to him by the gabbai. Ayin sham, in the Shari Ephraim. The issue for number 12 continues, and he brings down the Ramban, who says, "Orur asher lo yakum es divrei Torah zos," the famous pasuk in Devarim Chav Zayin Chavav. So he says, this is talking about somebody, ze nira li, nira al achazon she'enu makayim sefer Torah al atzibul haros p'nei sivasu l'chol. This is talking about somebody who gets hagba and doesn't hold it up long enough and show it to all the different parts of the shul. As we discussed previously, he turns around from side to side or makes a full circle to show all the people in the shul. Shen mitzvah l'kol anoshim v'noshim liros haksav l'chro, that everybody should see it and bow down towards the Sefer Torah. Indeed, the Chasam Sofer says that this is Karov l'doraisa. However, the Birkei Yosef disagrees and says this pasuk is only an asmachtum. And therefore, if the person who's getting hagba is not able to really hold up the Sefer Torah for a long period of time, you don't have to be choshesh for this. Furthermore, the footnote points out that we've already discussed previously from the Shaar HaTzion that everybody should be standing up at the time that they do hagba, even though technically the Sefer Torah is in a different area, it's a different rishus as it may be enclosed in the bima. Nevertheless, everybody has to stand up for kovel haTorah. Back to the Mechaber, who now says, "Urigilim liknoso b'dam yikarim l'chaviv mitzvah." The custom was, and still is in many places, that they sell the aliyahs and they sell Hagba and Galila, and people would spend a tremendous amount of money for the honor of Hagba and Galila. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Ches explains, "Hainu apti mitzad adin hagodol kodim l'mitzvazu," even though we technically just said that you should give it to the greatest person in the shul, "k'hayom," nowadays, "mishum chibav mitzvah," in order to show our love for this mitzvah, "regilin l'knoso b'dom yikarim v'in l'akbi b'zeh," and therefore we allow people to buy it for great amounts of money, and we don't say, well, you have to have the rabbi do it, you have to have the greatest person in the room do it. "V'hu kodim l'hagodol," and in fact, the Mogen Avraham and the Elie Rabbah bring down, and Mishnah Berurah quotes them, that this is more preferable to the person who purchases it for a lot of money than to give it to the gadol. If there is nobody in the shul that did purchase it, the shul either doesn't sell it or nobody, for whatever the reason, was able to purchase it, the gabayim mechabdim layoshbeni, and the gabayim can give it to whoever they think is most fit. And he says, "Bevadai royal hagabayim lechabed el gadol," and then if they have a choice, they should certainly give it to a great person. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down the minhag as well as to sell and for people to spend a lot of money to purchase both the taking out of the Sefer Torah from the Aron Kodesh and the putting back the Sefer Torah into the Aron Kodesh. The issue footnote number 13 brings down, and especially on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Torah's Chaim brings down in the name of the Kisovim from the Arizal, "Sheyesh liknos es ha'otzor v'achnosos shel Sefer Torah afilu b'dom yikarim." It's especially beneficial for the person to go and purchase ha'otzor v'achnosos, taking out the Sefer Torah, putting back the Sefer Torah for a large amount of money. And he brings down as well from the Elef HaMogein, "Shepsichas Aron HaKodesh merezes l'sod gadol b'olomos v'alyonim," that just even opening up the Aron Kodesh is a great, great thing in the world of sod, of the world of Kabbalah, and it does great things for a person. Likewise, he brings down from the Kaf HaChaim, the famous minhag, that a woman in her ninth month of pregnancy, the minhag is to give the husband the aliyah of Pesicha. And he says, "V'yesh l'smach al piasod." There is a Kabbalistic idea behind this, and certainly it's a nice minhag to have. And furthermore, he brings down from the Sefer Revit Hazov, there's a minhag to also give the chosan, hotzov v'achnosa, all beautiful minhagim of Klal Yisrael. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Hagah, yesh omrim im ha-me'il b'tzad echod pishton or b'tzad echod meshi." The Ramah is talking about the gartel that we wrap the Sefer Torah around. So he says, if this gartel, this me'il, this cloth that we're using to wrap the Sefer Torah up in, if on one side of the cloth it's pishton, cotton, and on the other side it's meshi, it's silk, so tzarich lahafek ha-meshi l'tzad ha-sefer, then the inside part that goes against the touching of the cloth, that should be on the silk side, the liglo, and then you wrap it up, and the outer part, which is the cotton part, is visible. However, he says, "V'lo na'agu kein," but the Ramah says this is not the common minhag. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Nektes explains, "This is ha-me'il ha-tachtun shu ha-mapa." This is the mapa, the cloth over here that used to wrap up the Sefer Torah. If talking about the mantle, the outer aspect, then everybody agrees you don't turn that around inside out. And the reason behind all of this is the Bainun Lechatchila Lasos Dumi of the Aron. We try to do this the same way that the Aron Kodesh was, which was on the inside and on the outside it was Zov, and in the middle it was Eitz. Shoyim Mibifnim Mitzupa Zov. It was coated with gold on the inside and on the outside. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud explains, "V'lo Noagu Kein." The Ramah said we don't do this. Hinei Magen Avram Kasav the Mikol Makol Nechachila Tovlin. Okay, he says even though the Ramah said we don't have the minhag to do this, he says there's nothing wrong if you do, and he says Lechachila you should even try to do this. However, he brings down from the Gra Bevir Hagra Hiskim LaShulchan Aruch agrees with the Shulchan Aruch. I assume he means over here the Ramah. The Osa Deya Ein Lo Ikar, that this Deya really doesn't have any Ikar to it. This is well brought down by the Beis Yosef, and maybe that's what the Mishnah Berurah meant when he said the Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah then brings down from the Elyar Rabbah, Al Kain Yeshikosu, there are those that say over here, if you want to be Yotzi everything, the Baal Nefesh Yaseh Mapo Mishneit Stodim Mishobah. So you don't have this problem of which should be the inside and which should be outside if one side is nicer than the other. So make the Mapa, make this Gartel over here from one material so it's the same on the inside and the outside. The Afsha Pishton the Emtsa Namishari, and even if it's Pishton in the middle, that's perfectly fine. Dumya de Orun Shoy Mitupa Zob, Mibayas, Mibachutz, Veitzbe Emtsa. Even if you have the Pishton in the middle, there's no problem because just like the Orun had the wood in the middle, it would be okay if the Pishton was in the middle too. Then he says, Mapos umitpachos, the various gartos and mantles that we have for the Sefer Torah. V'chein haprusas al ha-shulchan, and likewise, the mantle that's over the bima, the covering that we have on the shulchan. Also mikilayim, one should not make them out of kilayim. And the issue footnote number 14 brings down, because people may come to warm themselves with this, or wipe themselves on this, or cover themselves with all of these, therefore you would be getting hanor from kilayim. However, Avo Paroches u'mashemenichem ba'aron. However, the paroches of the aron and any other mantloch that are put inside the aron themselves, any other coverings or curtains that are used inside the aron, ein yotzei ma'sefer Torah, and they don't come out with a sefer Torah. Mutter shel kilayim. Technically, one could use kilayim because there is no way you can get hanoah from those, and therefore there is no iser in and of itself in kilayim. The iser is to wear kilayim. And this is brought down by the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Prima Godin. The Ramah continues and he says, one should not use a torn gartel. If you have another one to use, you should preferably use an intact gartel. And he says, "Ve'ein lasos mapos sefer Torah midvar miyushanim." And you shouldn't use worn out things to say, "Well, we can't use it for whatever we used it for before, and let's use this for the gartel for the sefer Torah." Shinasabem dover acher l'tzorach hedjo. And certainly, if it was something that was used for a tzorach hedjo, for a secular purpose, not for a holy purpose. And he says, "Ve'ein lekamen simin kufnun gimel." This is discussed further in simin kufnun gimel. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotin Yud Aleph explains, "The mapa kru, you shouldn't use a torn gartel for din hamil shalel." Likewise, the mantle, the outer covering, should also not be torn. If I feel in chadash, even if they're brand new, if they're torn, it's not right. The lav kovod that the Pharisees will say for Torah, it's not proper to use a torn thing for the Sefer Torah. Sivkot and Yud Beis vein lasos. Likewise, you shouldn't use something that was used for a secular item if it's old. Shein zeder kovod. It's also not proper cover for the Sefer Torah. Av b'di'evid in mason, but b'di'evid after the fact, if you did use it, mitzadid el yirabah shein lesser. It's not also to do this. Furthermore, he brings down. If you went and did use this for the mantle of the Sefer Torah or the gartel of the Sefer Torah, you certainly shouldn't lower it in its kedusha and use it for a tashmish of a tashmish, but you should leave it as the tashmish kedusha. But you shouldn't lower it once you've already elevated it to this position. Sivkot Yud Gimel. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ramah who says that you shouldn't use a mapa for a Sefer Torah, for something that was used for other purposes, for secular purposes. This is true for anything that is serving a Dover Kadosh, Tashmish Kedusha. You shouldn't use something that was used for a secular purpose and use that for an elevated purpose, as we'll learn in Simon Kufnun Gimel, which was alluded to by the Ramah as well. The Chayin Kosvah Achronim, likewise the Achronim write, Avul Tashmishi Mitzvah Kigon Kisla Talis Mutter. But to use something that was used for a secular purpose and then to use it for something that's only a Tashmishi Mitzvah, use only in quotations, only for a Tashmishi Mitzvah as opposed to a Tashmishi Kedusha, so then you would be allowed to do that. The difference between Tashmishi Mitzvah would be something like a Talis bag versus something like a Tefillin bag, which is Tashmishi Kedusha. So this is permissible for a Tashmishi Mitzvah. He then brings down the Sefer Beis Hillel of El Yerabi, his Kimim Dafilu Talis Atzma Mutter. And you can actually even use it for a Talis, never mind for the Tashmisha Mitzvah, but just for even for the Mitzvah of a Talis, you could even use it. However, Miyu, Mitashmish Maguna, if you had used it for something that was not really pleasant, it was disgusting, Kigom Nichnasayim Uchadoma, used it as a pair of pants, or you use it, for example, a Shmata to clean something, and then you want to use it as a Gartel, near Dein Lasos, you certainly shouldn't do something like that, even for Tashmisha Mitzvah. Then he brings down the Tazim Yoridei, Simon Reish Pays Bays, Davka Tashmish Kedusha also. It's only forbidden to do this for Tashmish Kedusha. However, Abba Tashmish, the Tashmish, sorry, technically you could use this for the Tashmish of a Tashmish Kedusha. However, the Mogin Avram disagrees with this. How Mogin Avram Mefakri was there, and he says, Bitzer of Otsnip, Bavada in Lachmu was there. As long as you have another thing as well to be makel with this, then you could probably combine these two coolers over here and it would be acceptable. Then he brings down for the Mogin Avram, Davka Kimoshain also Lishtamish Behan Likdusha. When we said you shouldn't use it for a Tashmish Kedusha, that's if you haven't changed it at all. Avalim Shina Tsurasa, but if you made some sort of a significant change in the item, V'yosem Handover Acher, Shari, but if you made it into something new, you somehow fixed it up, you changed it in some way, then even though it had previously been for something that was secular purpose, now you can use it for the Tashmish Kedusha. He brings this down to the name of the Olas Tomid Chavas Yor as well. However, he does bring down Ba'af Diyesh Machmirim Gamazeh. There are those that disagree with this. For example, the Sefer Mati Yehuda and the Sefer Shav Kohen, they disagree and say you shouldn't do this. Nevertheless, Ha'olam Noagim Lahokel, the Velt is Makel over here. And the Sharet Zion and Oschav Beis, he brings down. This is the Chuvas Chasam Sofer. And he says, Litol Mapo Shul Kittel, to go and take a Kittel that's worn out, that has been worn on Yom Kippur, and use that for the mantle of the Sefer Torah, that's also possibly okay. Dafilu below Shinui Shari, even without making any change, it would be acceptable because the Ktsas Tashmish Kovohu Shinasa Lispal Bembevesa Knesses, because it was used for davening in the shul, and this is also the opinion of the Prima Gadim. And in the issue for the number 16, he brings down that's why the minig is not to wear the kittel into the bathroom, albeit technically you could urinate in a kittel, the minig is not to go into the bathroom with your kittel on. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yudalid writes, Mashma Mizeh, Dim Adayin Lo Nishtamish Bem Shari. When we said that if it was worn out or used for a secular purpose, you shouldn't use it, the implication is that if it was never used, albeit it was made for a secular purpose, if it was never used for the secular purpose, it would be acceptable. However, he brings down, B'yaptim Mogin Avram Mitzadeh. The Mogin Avram disagrees and says, Da'afilu B'chadoshim Kol Shenasu L'Tzorechet Yudosu. Even if it was never used, if it was made for a secular purpose, you shouldn't use it. However, Hanoi Lok Elin Luchos B'yodah. But if somebody did do this, you don't have to be Machmer. Because many Achronim actually say this. And he brings this down in the Sharet Zion, Sifkot and Chof Gimel. This is the opinion of the Mati Yehuda, who says, even if it was used a little bit, never mind not at all, but even if it was used a little bit, as long as it wasn't for Keva for this secular purpose, it would be acceptable. If it wasn't used on a permanent basis for a secular purpose, it would be acceptable. He does bring down that the Birki Yosef disagrees, albeit he thinks even the Birki Yosef would be Makel when it was never used at all. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Yochel Misha Yirtze Liknos Lohu Shita Me'ilin Lagolel Ve'ein Hagola Yochel Lim Chosbo. If the person wants to go and pay to the honor of taking the Me'il and the Gartel and giving it to the person who's getting Hagba and Galila, so then the person who's getting Galila cannot protest. Why? Ki Afal Pisha Kona Galila. Even though he says, hey, I purchased Galila, Lo Kona Li Kacha Me'ilim. He didn't purchase the right to go and take the Mantel and take the Gartel, but if somebody gives it to him, that's not included in the purchase price of Hagba and Galila. And the Ramah adds, likewise, in places where the minig is to take out the Sefer Torah and to put back the Sefer Torah to pay for those kibudim, the chazan can't protest. He says, hey, I want to take the Sefer Torah out. Hey, I want to put the Sefer Torah back. He can't protest. Because that wasn't part of the job of being the chazan. However, the Mishnah Berurah does point out in Sifkot and Tesvav, the chazan is the one that gets to carry it to and from the bima. However, the person who purchased the right to take out the Sefer Torah, Hachnosa and Hotzah, does have the right to take it out and to put it back in, but he doesn't carry it around. This concludes today's shiur.